Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
White House says U.S. willing to turn to Mideast allies to end the violence. Second day of Kabul talks announced for Secretary Kerry. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The White House says it is willing to turn to some of its Middle East allies to help bring an end to the violence between Israel and the Palestinians. White House spokesman Josh Earnest also condemned rocket attacks on Israel Friday from Lebanon. It reaffirmed Israel's right to defend itself while again appealing to all sides to protect civilian lives and restore calm.
The president also expressed his concern about the risk associated with further escalation and emphasize the need for all sides in this dispute to do everything they can to protect the lives of civilians and restore calm.
Friday's attack from southern Lebanon struck northern Israel near the border and caused no casualties. Unclear who fired the rockets. Hamas and other militants in Gaza have fired more than 550 rockets into Israel. Israel has responded with airstrikes that Palestinian officials say have killed more than 100 people, including women and children. Talks between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Afghanistan's two presidential candidates to defuse post-election tensions will continue for a second day in Kabul on Saturday as allegations of ballot fraud rattle the country. The senior diplomat met Friday with frontrunner Ashraf Ghani and challenger Abdullah Abdullah. Both claimed victory in the June 14th runoff to replace outgoing President Hamid Karzai.
The results that were announced on Monday are preliminary. They are neither authoritative nor final. And no one should be stating a victory at this point in time.
An unnamed U.S. senior administration official told Reuters that on the second day of talks, what is on the table is fairly fluid and there are a lot of ideas out there. Ukraine's defense ministry says a rocket attack by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine Friday killed at least 19 troops and wounded 93. The rebels targeted a village in the Luhansk region near the Russian border. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said those responsible will be found and destroyed. He said for every Ukrainian soldier killed, the rebels would pay with hundreds of their own. Fighting has surged in the east since a Ukrainian government ceasefire expired at the end of June. A car bomb in the Kurdish-controlled city of Kirkuk in northern Iraq has killed at least 25 people and wounded 25 others. The dead include civilians and Kurdish soldiers manning a checkpoint. The blast shattered windows in nearby homes. No one has claimed responsibility. Earlier Friday, Kurdish forces seized two northern Iraqi oil fields near Kirkuk, saying they want to secure the facilities. The central government in Baghdad has condemned the seizure and demanded the Kurds immediately withdraw. Kurdish forces took control of Kirkuk and other northern areas nearly a month ago. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shutting down two labs that handle highly infectious pathogens and imposing an immediate moratorium on shipments of all biological materials from high-level security laboratories until safety problems are addressed. The actions follow several troubling lapses in laboratory safety. Last month, more than 80 CDC scientists at three labs were potentially exposed to live anthrax. Then this week, it was announced that six long-forgotten vials of live smallpox virus were found in a storeroom at a U.S. Food and Drug Administration laboratory. Finally, CDC officials announced the discovery this week that a CDC lab accidentally contaminated low-risk bird flu samples with a highly pathogenic strain of the H5N1 avian flu and shipped it to a government lab. CDC Director Tom Friedman.
So to me, the fact that something like this could happen in such a superb laboratory is unsettling because it tells me that we need to look at our culture of safety throughout all of our laboratories.
You can read more on this story at voanews.com. U.S. pro basketball superstar LeBron James says he is returning to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers after spending four seasons with the Miami Heat. James wrote about his decision in an essay that appeared Friday in Sports Illustrated magazine. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and this is Jazz America on VOA Music Mix. On this edition of the program, we're celebrating the naming of Miles Davis Way in New York City with a gathering at the famous Harlem Jazz Club, Minton's. Yes, on the day that Miles would have been 88 years old, on the 26th of May in this year, a gathering of folks who had just left the outdoor event that was the unveiling of the street sign of 77th Street between Riverside Drive and West End Avenue in Upper Manhattan in New York City, the naming of that street as Miles Davis Way. It's the street where Miles lived for a number of years in New York, and some pretty important things happened musically at that place. But let's begin with the celebration of another birthday on the 12th of July, 1935, in Kansas City, Missouri, in the middle of the United States of America. A young man was born who became very big. Big John Patton is what he was known as, one of the masters of soul jazz and Hammond B3 organ. He would have been 79 years old on the 12th of July, and let's celebrate his music right now as he's joined by a stellar cast, including Grant Green on guitar, for the title cut from Big John Patton's 1963 release, Along Came John, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Thank you. So do you know that life could be just like summertime?
The great vocalist Al Jarreau recorded live from his album Tenderness, produced by Marcus Miller, a longtime collaborator with Miles Davis in the latter stages of his life and career, by the way. And, of course, that's a song that Miles made famous himself years ago. Al Jarreau singing Summertime. This is Russ Davis, and you're listening to VOA's Jazz America. On the 28th of May, 2014, the day that Miles Davis would have been 88 years old, the street that he lived on in New York City at 77th Street on the Upper West Side was renamed Miles Davis Way. After that event, a gala reception happened at the Harlem Club Mentons, and a number of those who knew and loved Miles gathered there. I had a chance to speak with some of those artists. On the day that Miles Davis would have been 88 years old, who do I run into but someone who actually worked with him? We talked about him a few times. I just met your father, your wife, and your son. Lenny White is right here, man, inside Mentons for the celebration of Miles. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too, man.
I know you've been busy as a bee doing your own stuff, producing other folks. But just before we talk quickly about that, just some thoughts about Miles Davis on the day of his 88th birthday.
The difference between Miles Davis and other iconic musicians, personally speaking, for me, is Miles was a hero. And to be able to participate in a street naming or a statue or whatever for somebody that I knew, that I was alive, that I played with, that I talked with, is interesting than having something posthumously done for somebody who was a historic figure that I never knew. But every time I drove by 77th Street, I always said that that was Miles Davis Way. When I was with somebody else in the car, I said, that's where Miles did. So now, everybody knows that that's Miles Davis Way, but it's always been Miles Davis Way for me.
Lenny, I'm going to let you go see everybody here. Just give me some thoughts about some of these recent projects. Doing a lot of producing these days. Some great, that Becca album is fabulous.
Yeah, you know, I try to stretch out as much as I can. You know, the language of jazz prepares you to do any kind of music in the world. There's a discipline that comes from playing this music that helps me interpret all the other kinds of music that I get involved with. And, you know,
gotcha.
That's the way it goes.
I don't know what Lenny White's having for lunch, but waiter, I'll have one of those because you look like about the same age as when you were playing with Miles on Bitches Brew, my friend. Good to see you.
Thank you, Russ. Always good to see you, too.
And Lenny White told me not long ago that the time in the studio with Miles recording the album Bitches Brew, specifically on the song you're just about to hear, entitled Miles Runs the Voodoo Down, was one of the finest moments of his life and one of the most interesting in his musical career. Let's enjoy it now on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you.
Miles Davis's electric stream of consciousness style, blending rock and jazz from the late 60s and early 70s. From his album Bitches Brew, Miles runs the voodoo down. Hope you enjoyed that. And we've got some more of the latter stages of Miles Davis's career and his work, with production work by his young nephew, drummer Vince Wilburn Jr. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Hi, always great joy listening to Jazz America over the weekend. Please play any great, cool, Thelonious Monk piece to complete my listening pleasure. Dr. Chico Cisse from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, Dr. Cisse, it is my great pleasure to play one of the classics of all time from the great Thelonious Sphere Monk. And I also tell you, be listening in the future, because in these conversations I enjoyed at Menton's on that celebratory day, which celebrated Miles Davis Way being named in New York City, one of the people I had a chance to speak to was the son of Thelonious Monk, T.S. Monk Jr., and I'm going to be sharing that conversation with you here on Jazz America in the future, some of his solo work and more from his talented father. And speaking of Thelonious Monk, here he is, joined by an all-star cast of players and the great vocalist John Hendricks on the song recorded in the late 60s from his album Underground, In Walked Bud.
Then they got into something. Oscar played a mean sax. Mr. Byers blew a mean axe. Bonk was thumping. Suddenly it walked. And then the joint started jumping. Every hip stood Billy the Bird's guitar. Taking that note, nobody was putting it down. Oh, me, he was screaming next to Dizzy. Who was beaming? Bonk was thumping. They got into something. But wait, 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 wait,
is it something? Every hipster really dug birds and lit down. Finding that note, nobody will put it down. Dizzy, he was screaming next to OP, who was beaming, long for stopping. Suddenly it walked good, and then they got into something.
from one of his last recorded efforts before his passing, the album You're Under Arrest. That is Miles Davis in the latter stages of his life and career, with his young nephew, Vince Wilburn Jr., who co-produced that work, on the drums, John Scofield on guitar, on the song entitled Something's On Your Mind. We're going to hear more from this album, a real breakthrough for Miles. At that point in his career, he was relying on others to bring his style up to date with the more steady electronic kind of beat to go along with his ethereal and delightful improvisation as always. Let's return to Menton's in the upper regions of Manhattan Island, New York City, to celebrate the naming of Miles Davis Way. 77th Street between Riverside and West End, now Miles Davis Way in New York, and Vince Wilburn Jr. was there for the celebration. What better person to speak to on the day that Miles Davis would have been 88 years old, 26th of May in 2014, than the man who called him Uncle Miles, Vince Wilburn Jr. Great to see you, my friend.
Great to be here. Great to be seen.
Well, you had that connection of blood relative and musician during that period of time. Mm-hmm. Just some thoughts about that. That's a unique perspective to be making music with him from.
The fact that he believed in me as a musician, as a person, to share the stage with him was an honor.
And you lent electronics to him, from what I understand. You brought in electric percussion as well as acoustic percussion.
No, that was his idea, to play the Simmons. He wanted Simmons pads because he was always searching for sounds. So at one point he wanted to incorporate the Simmons electric drums into the pump.
Okay. Quickly, I know you're in charge of his estate, so much of what goes on there. What is the status of the biopic with Don Cheadle?
We start shooting in July in Cincinnati. But the working title is Miles Ahead, and it's already cast. It's Zoe Saldana and Ewan McGregor. This is Don's directorial debut.
And did Miles ever play and record with Jimi Hendrix?
I heard there were tapes, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, I was hoping you would be the source.
Yes, no.
If you can find those tapes, please, you okay. Would be pleasing. Okay.
It's on Evolution of the Groove. We'll look for the tapes, too.
The real thing.
Yeah.
Vince Wilburn Jr., go in there and hug some beautiful
Thank
women,
you.
Okay?
Thank you. I'm going to hug my wife.
Thank you. Miles Davis's gentle rendering of the song made famous by Michael Jackson, Human Nature. Pop music turned into jazz. Miles Davis, with a little help from guitarist John Scofield once again, and on the drums and co-producing the work, his nephew, Vince Wilburn Jr., from the album You're Under Arrest. This is Russ Davis. Thanks so much for listening. I want to give you one more piece of music, and it's brand new, from four all-star players from various generations in jazz history, led by the master of the vibes, the Wizard of Montara, California, they call him, Bobby Hutcherson, with David Sanborn on alto sax, Billy Hart on the drums, and young master of the Hammond B3 organ and trumpet, channeling his inner Miles Davis, I have a feeling, Joey DeFrancesco. From the album Enjoy the View, the song is Hey Harold on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. star players Bobby Hutcherson, David Sanborn, Joey DeFrancesco, and Billy Hart from the album Enjoy the View and Hey Harold, the Bobby Hutcherson composition. This is Russ Davis. Thanks a lot for joining me for this edition of Jazz America. And on the next edition of the program, my special guest will be the legendary guitarist Steve Kahn. His brand new release, Subtext, almost didn't get recorded. You'll find the story behind the creation and the impetus for this work very interesting, I believe, as we talk to Steve Kahn and hear music from his latest investigation of the blending of Latin music and jazz. Steve Kahn's Subtext on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?